from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has strongly condemned the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in Aleppo. Meantime, Secretary of State John Kerry also addressed the situation in Syria and how tenuous the talks are with Russia.
It's irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place to be sitting there trying to take things seriously. There's no notion or indication of a seriousness of purpose with what is taking place right now.
United States is pushing Russia to pressure Syria to honor a ceasefire and let relief convoys into Aleppo. UN Refugee Agency warning the impending battle by Iraqi government forces to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants could trigger one of the world's most intense man-made disasters. UNHCR spokesperson in Iraq, Bruno Ghetto, said many options are being considered, including setting up emergency camps closer to the theater of operation.
The assumption is that these people will not be taken too far from their villages. The people taken there may remain there for a shorter period of time. Once the village is cleared and stabilized, they will return.
Ghetto says the UNHCR is particularly concerned about the safety and protection of civilians fleeing from Mosul. Sudan's Justice Minister Awad Hassan An-Nour has refuted claims by displaced persons in the Jebel Amara area of Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International says the symptoms are of chemical weapons exposure. This is VOA News. President Obama just spoke a few moments ago at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres in Jerusalem.
Shimon's story, the story of Israel, the experience of the Jewish people, I believe it is universal. It's the story of a people who, over so many centuries in the wilderness, never gave up on that basic human longing to return home. It's the story of a people who suffered the boot of oppression and the shutting of the gas chamber's door, and yet never gave up on a belief in goodness.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was there as well. He said he hopes to send a strong message to Israeli society that the Palestinians are for peace and appreciate the efforts of peaceful men like Shimon Peres. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago, died Wednesday at the age of 93. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte linked himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler today, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals, in his words, to finish the problem. Duterte took office June 30th after winning the presidential election in May. He has vowed to end corruption and drugs in the country of 100 million people. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump crisscrossing the country campaigning. Clinton spoke to supporters about her plans for the country.
Number one, we need an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top, right? We need to keep our country safe, and we need to lead the world with strong and steady leadership in accordance with our values.
Trump also spoke to supporters.
We're going to work very hard together over the next 40 days, can you believe it? 40 days. This started June 16th in New York City, and here we are. And we're going to win this state. We're going to win back the White House. We're going to make America great again.
The two candidates faced each other earlier in the week for a debate and will do so again on October the 9th in a town hall-style format where voters will be asking the questions. Curtis Roosevelt, the oldest grandson of former U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt, has died at the age of 86, died at his home in France from an apparent heart attack. Roosevelt, a former U.N. officer, was the son of Anna Roosevelt Halstead and the only daughter of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. You can get more news by going to our website. You'll find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.